Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. My name is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called Relevance. Since this last Sunday was the last week of our distance learning series on the book of Daniel, we decided that we would write devotionals that reflect back over the whole book. The question that we asked was, what are some of the key insights that have challenged us over the course of this series? We pray that these insights would be just as encouraging to you as they have been to us. What I want to share with you today is actually a little embarrassing. My first thought when that question was asked was that I've been amazed by how relevant the book of Daniel is to us today. Now, I'm embarrassed to admit that because I should know that already. I should know that all scripture is relevant to us, and it shouldn't be a surprise to me at all. I mean, I'm a pastor, and the teaching pastor at that. It is quite literally my job to find ways to make this 2,000 to 4,000-year-old library of ancient texts become relevant to people today. Shouldn't I already know how relevant it is? Well, yes, I do know that, but it doesn't mean that I'm any less surprised and amazed by the way that God works through His scriptures. Isn't it incredible how the writings of a Hebrew slave, writing in two different languages that we don't even speak, on the other side of the world more than 2,500 years ago, can speak into the very particular cares and concerns of our world today? The list of topics that are relevant to us is pretty astounding. It is a book about God's sovereignty in the midst of chaos, God's presence in the midst of the fires, His comfort in the midst of isolation, peace in the midst of persecution, hope in the time of uncertain, ever-changing politics, conviction for those who want to be in charge, promises that get us through dark times, prayers on behalf of a nation that's lost its way, repentance for the sins of the past, and prophetic words for the future that give us strength when the future doesn't look so bright. Can you believe all of that? Does anything in that list sound relevant to 2020? All of this is from a small and unfortunately often forgotten book of the Bible, and yet the reason that this book has been passed down from generation to generation is that it has had this same effect on people ever since it was written. This is why I love the Bible so much. It holds timeless truths about day-to-day realities that were inspired by a God who knows us and understands what we're going through. If you haven't done this in a while, just take a moment and praise the Lord for the amazing gift of the Bible. Father, we thank You for the gift of Your unique revelation to us. We especially thank You for how all of it points to Your greatest gift to us, Jesus. We love You. Amen. God bless everybody. Take care.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.